Gary.
Sir.
World history, tyranny, tyrants. How do we deal with the general public not even being aware of the fact that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? I mean, people before us, our founding fathers, knew you got to restrict government, you got to restrict control over our lives, because bad men will get control of those mechanisms. The government's just a tool, but you don't want to build the tool, the device that can enslave and destroy. Do you have any comments to that?
Yeah, through history, through the beginning of time, we've been learning that power is the ultimate achievement. No matter how the power comes, no matter how you use it. If you're in power, no matter how it is, negative, positive, indifferent, stoic, nothing. But if you feel you have power, and whatever way you use that feeling to give you the power you have, whether it be tyranny, wars, I mean, the greatest oxymoron of them all is holy war, which is not in God's plan. The poor people in the Middle East, the Islams and the Muslims, and the Arabs and the Taliban, the Afghanistans, the Pakistanis, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Turkey, Israel, Palestinians, they all have a purpose on this earth, but they're not using the purpose God gave them to use. They're using the fear that they have by not using God's purpose. Power is a gift we have to utilize within ourselves for others in the best way possible. The paradigm of power is the highest standard of power, and that simply is giving.
Throughout history, there's different types of power, and there's power people that are powerful because they do good things, and they do it for the right reasons. Why is it the really dark, evil, wicked people who are sadistic and enjoy doing bad things to populations, enjoy mutating populations spiritually, physically, financially, why do those type of individuals normally get into power? And then once they have power, no one's challenging them, they increase the murder, the slaughter. How do we stop? Well, number one, why do we see that happen? Or do you agree? And then number two, how do we stop that?
A lot of the people who are under the power of the tyrants are like sheep. They know nothing else. They have no role models. This is from generation to generation to generation, and they come with generational curses, and they come from the spirits of evil. There's 14 of them that are listed in the Bible. And when you have these spirits of evil working with you, within you, around you, and you have the spirits of evil working in the leaders and in the politicians and in the generals working with them, you have nothing but evil. Nothing but evil. And the most endangered species is dedicated leaders.
Be good leaders.
Be dedicated leaders in the right way, in the good way.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. That was talking here in Malibu, outside L.A. to, Gary Busey, been in over 100 films.
107.
107. And how many incredible awards? That just
doesn't matter. The awards don't matter. The notches on the gun butt doesn't matter. What matters is right now. N-O-W. And the word now stands for no other way.